morning to say he wasn't going to come. But he's fighting through. We have prayed
Absolutely.
For him. Thank you
very much.
Over to you, Andy.
Excellent. To start with, I'd like two volunteers. Can be any age. Two volunteers to come to the front. There's one. Thank you, Lucy. And yes, fantastic. Out you come. I love people like this because you ask for volunteers and they come. They've no idea. I haven't planned this, have I? I haven't told you what I'm going to do. For this, you need something. Have you got a head?
Yeah.
Good. In which case... That'll do just fine like that. And Lucy, there you go. Okay, Lily, what have you got on your head?
A bicycle helmet.
A bicycle helmet. Why would people wear a bicycle helmet?
To keep them safe.
To keep them safe. How come Ollie, when he was playing guitar there, didn't have a bike helmet on? Does that mean he wasn't being kept safe?
No, he wasn't cycling.
He wasn't. So you wear a bike helmet when you cycle?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Lucy, what have you got on?
Is it one of them World War I trench hats?
It's actually a World War II helmet. That's a good guess. So it's quite old. Why would people wear a helmet like that, do you think?
Because when the bomb fell, so their head didn't get sort of...
Yeah, brilliant. So again, Ollie didn't need to wear a hat like that because bombs weren't going to fall in here, were they?
No.
It's part of their uniform. It's part of a soldier's uniform. This is part of the kind of things a cyclist will wear. Sometimes they might have special tops and things like that. And you know, you look at someone with a cycle helmet on, you go... That's a cyclist. You look at someone with a helmet like this and you go, that's a soldier. What I want you to do now in your groups, you can take them off, by the way, you can go and sit down now. Unless you want to keep them on, of course.
Yeah.
I'll have it back at the end of the service. What I want you to do now is just turn to the few people around you. I'm going to give you 1 minute to come up with as many different examples of other kind of people who might wear uniforms, like soldiers, like cyclists. So just gather the few people around you, see how many examples of people you can wear uniform you can come up with in 60 seconds. Go! Seconds left. Okie dokie. Put your hand up in your group if you got more than 10 examples. Quite a few over there, yeah. There's actually, if you think about it, there's loads and loads of examples. We're not going to stand here and list them all because there's so many. And it's really easy to tell someone like a nurse that they're a nurse because they wear a nurse's outfit. It's really easy to tell that Zach is a Welsh rugby fan, even though it pains me to say it after last night. Zach, stand up for us. He's got a Welsh rugby top on. No need for booze. They outplayed us. I'll quite happily admit it. But how do you know someone's a Christian just by looking at them? We're seeing Mark getting baptized as one of the three people. Most people who know Mark will know that Mark is like the happiest man ever. But I have to tell you people, I've seen Mark and he's not always been smiling. And just because he is smiling doesn't necessarily mean that he's a Christian. Actually links quite nicely with what Andy was saying just earlier about things you can see. You can't tell by looking at someone that they're a Christian. And that's why baptism is so good. Because Mark and Georgina and Joy today have said, right, I want people to know I'm a Christian. I want to follow what Jesus said. I want to do this in public. I don't want to hide away and say, yes, God, I'm a Christian, but I don't want anyone to know. They're saying, I don't care who knows. I'm going to declare it publicly. I am a Christian. I want to follow what Jesus said. Because at the end of his time on earth, Jesus said something called the Great Commission. He said, go and make disciples. He said, go and baptize people. Jesus himself got baptized. The story I was doing, I opened the book this week. We did Jesus being baptized. And it's a great thing to think, if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. It's good enough for Mark and Georgina and Joy. But it's not just about getting baptized. That's one thing here today. Jesus actually said more than that. He said, go and make disciples. So what's a disciple? Well, he also gave us a bit of a clue before he died. He said, love one another as I've loved you. That way people will see that you're my disciple. As Andy was saying, you can't physically see love. But you can see love in action. You can see people doing good things. You can see people showing care. And that's why today, I'm really excited that today isn't just a baptism. We'll be hearing about the food bank. Because the food bank is a great project. And it's a great example of people saying, actually, there's other people in need. It may just be me. I might buy one jar of pasta sauce, put it in there. It's not a huge sacrifice for me, but if everybody does it, all of a sudden we're affecting the lives of many people. And that's exactly what Jesus was talking about when he said, love one another. He said, go and be baptized, and we're really excited that Mark and Georgina and Joy are going to do that. And he also said, make disciples. Go and live a life. Don't just get baptized and think, that's it, I've done it. He said, go and live your life the best way you can, the way that I've shown you, and that way people will see and come to know me too. So that's why we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the baptisms, and we're celebrating that, yeah, we get a chance to do what Jesus wants us to do. And for me, that's really exciting.